Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Republican candidate for Congress Jim Fisher is with us of the New York 20th District. So, Jim, why are you doing this and running against Paul Tunkel?
Well, you know, Alan, like about 70% of the American people, I feel our country's going in the wrong direction. And I'm a person who's been running a small business for the last 24 and a half years.
And what's that?
Well, my business is called Crystal Clear Communications. We do wireless communication systems, two-way radios, satellite tracking systems. So I've been doing that for quite a while. I grew up in Schenectady, went to Niskayuna High School in SUNY Cortland, and I got the opportunity to start this business back in 1990. But, you know, I watch what's been going on in our country, and I'm troubled by it. And I see the direction we're going, and I feel it's time for a change. So, you know, I decided that I would step up and throw my hat in the ring and try to make a difference.
What kind of Republican are you anyway? Are you a Tea Partier or are you a moderate? What? How would you define yourself?
I define myself as a Jim Fisher Republican, Alan. You know, like Chris Gibson, I'm not big into labels. So, you know, I don't feel there's much to be gained in that. It's just a way of kind of dividing people, pigeonholing people. And so I really don't get into that. You know, you can ask me about specific issues, and you might find that in some issues I would be considered fairly conservative, and other issues I might be considered fairly moderate or, you know, maybe even a little bit left of center.
Give us one that you might be considered left of center, and as long as you've opened the door, Counselor.
Sure. Environment. Mm-hmm. You know, I absolutely consider myself an environmentalist. I grew up during the 1960s and into the early 70s, and I remember when the Mohawk River, you couldn't swim in it. You couldn't fish, or certainly you couldn't eat the fish out of it. And look at what's happened now. It's a recreational oasis. So you take the environment, and that's something that I'm very passionate about. My family, we like to spend time up in the Adirondacks. I lived in Lake Placid for 5 years. I've always been in love with the Adirondacks. So that's something that I consider myself pretty progressive, if you want to use that word.
But if you serve in the Congress mm-hmm. and you're elected, you're going to have to vote for a leadership team which has not been distinguishing itself on global warming and those issues?
Well, I guess I would say that, you know, my decisions on how I will vote is what's going to matter to the people of this district. Now, the leadership, of course, I would be in the majority in Congress, which I think would be a positive for this district to have somebody who's actually in the majority. But, you know, who I would vote for as a leader, we'll see about that when the time comes.
Well, but basically, look, you have a group of Republicans who have now at least a reputation, I think, well-earned for saying to Obama, we don't want to govern in coalition with you. We're going to give you a hard time about anything you want.
You know, I always say negotiations are a two-way street, and we hear a lot of talk about, well, you know, the Republicans won't give on this and they won't give on that, so the president's going to use his pen and his bully pulpit, I guess, and his phone to get what he wants. You know, negotiations are a two-way street. So obviously there are some differences there. And I think what the American people are saying this year, Alan, is they're really fed up with this, the fact that we have a government that's not working for us. It's a failed government. And we need to start working together. And I would not be a partisan person. I am more than willing to talk with people on either side of the aisle to come up with solutions that are going to work for the American people and for the people of the Capital District.
Where is Tunkel vulnerable?
Oh, he's vulnerable in the sense that I think when people look at his record, they see that he's not in touch with this district. This is a pretty centrist district. Certainly there are people who you might consider MoveOn.org liberals, the very left-wing portion of this the electorate. And that's really who Paul Tunkel represents. If you look at his voting record, he is one of the most liberal members of Congress. And this is a fairly centrist district. Certainly we have very liberal people, we have very conservative people. But overall, you can go back to Sam Stratton. This has been a fairly centrist district. And I think that that's where I am, and that's where my political leanings might be, whereas Paul Tunkel is far left of center.
Well, Sam Stratton, I just wanted to remind you, was a Democrat?
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. And I wonder if he would be if he was here today. But
one
I'm sure
can only wonder.
One can only wonder.
But he certainly has a son who is.
Yes, he does. And I'm sure if Brian were out there, he'd be calling in and saying, well, my dad would still be a Democrat. But he was a good man, and I think his leanings were much more to the center than Paul Tunkel.
Tell us about your views on immigration.
Yeah, well, first of all, it's a very timely situation because we just had the announcement that they're considering using Albany or Clifton Park, possibly both of them, who knows, as a sanctuary for some of these children who have come through the border.
How would they do that? Do you have any sense of that?
How would they bring them in?
And where would they be in, when you say sanctuary?
Yeah, they're talking about housing them at the, what is it, the former Doan Stewart School here in Albany. And I don't know what the location in Clifton Park is, but I've heard about that. But this is something that actually the congressman has been on the news talking about. So it is a current topic. Frankly, I completely disagree with doing that, because we need to, first of all, we need to secure our borders. But we already have a situation where we have, what, 50 to 60,000 children who've come across the border. They're saying this year we're potentially 90,000 children will come across the border. Next year, they're projecting 150,000. We have a system, we have a real crisis on our hands now. I don't think that just bringing them and scattering them across the country to sanctuary cities and creating Albany as a sanctuary city is going to help us resolve the problem.
Now, Jim, the president has said, we got to turn them back. We can't allow this to continue to happen. And do you distrust what he's saying?
No, I've heard that Secretary Kerry has also said that, and he's traveling around to Guatemala and Honduras and the other Central American countries where these kids are coming from and saying the same thing. We absolutely need to do that. So I applaud them for doing that. I don't disagree with the president. If these kids need to be sent back, we have to find out the right way to do it.
You know, Jim Fisher, if you were a parent in Guatemala and Salvador and eking out a living out of the dirt, you know, with maybe no running water, this or that, and you had a chance to send your kid over the border, if you, Jim Fisher, were that parent, would you do it?
Oh, I probably would. Who knows? Alan, I certainly can't put myself in those people's shoes. We are very compassionate people. American people are as compassionate as any. Whenever there's a crisis, we're the first to respond. So I'm a compassionate person also. I understand what these parents are going through. It just shows the level of desperation that they're dealing with. So they have failed governments as well. We need to work with those governments to help create opportunity for them, for their own people there in their country, so we don't end up having this humanitarian crisis. What's the alternative, Alan? Should we just open the floodgate, open the doors and not have a secure border and just allow anybody to come through without regard to what our laws are?
How about same-sex marriage, candidate Jim Fisher? Where are you on that?
Yeah, I have been a proponent of traditional marriage, Alan, and I understand and appreciate and I respect the law of the state of New York. The law is the law.
Meaning the law is the law, meaning right now it's legal.
Gay marriage. Gay marriage is legal in New York State. I respect that law.
And so could we say the same thing about abortion rights, that in other words, the law is the law?
The law is the law. You know, the Supreme Court has come down on that. And this is really not something that would be an issue for Congress. But I am pro-life. And certainly, I respect the law. We do have choice. Choice is the law of the land.
Do you think the country has drifted too far to the left?
I absolutely, well, I wouldn't say that the country has necessarily, but I believe that our current government, our administration, and we have, and the Democratic Congress has shown itself to be too much out of touch with the centrist sensibilities of our country. It's always been said that American politics are played between the 40-yard lines, to use the football analogy. I think we've veered off to the 10 and 15-yard line down, in a pro-big government agenda direction. And I think that people are seeing that we've gone too far and we need to reset. We need to bring the pendulum back to the center.
How come Obama won by such a wide margin?
Well, you know, all politics is local. He won. What can I say? I mean, people are seeing now that, first of all, they're not happy with the fact that he lied to us about Obamacare to get it passed and then to continue the implementation of it, you know, before the 2012 election. That's certainly angered and upset people legitimately. And we're finding out that Obamacare is not really what it was billed to be. It has helped certain people, and I'm happy for the people that it's helped. But as someone who actually got the letter back last October or November canceling my health insurance plan, I can tell you that it's not just me, but a lot of people have been hurt by Obamacare. Rates are going up. The middle class is getting squeezed by the fact that we have a very stagnant economy, and we have prices going up all the way across the board. Food and energy prices, health care, taxes are all going up. So the middle class and working families are getting squeezed.
Jim Fisher is the Republican candidate for Congress in the 20th District. He's running against Paul Tonko. Jim, when we come back the next time, I have a lot more to ask you about.
Thank you, Alan. It's great to be here with you.